Manufacturing Consent, The Political Economy of the Mass Media, is the name of an influential book co-authored by Noam Chomsky and Edward Herman. This seminal work was first published in 1988, yet it has never lost its relevance in relation to news media and its role in the mechanics of power. In this study, Chomsky and Herman sketch out a propaganda model and apply it to the mass media of the United States. They demonstrate how the mass media can manage and organize information and news through systematic propaganda and make them suitable for the needs and ends of the economically and politically powerful individuals and groups. According to Chomsky and Herman, the mass media serve as a system for communicating messages and symbols to people. They entertain and inform people. However, through systematic propaganda, the mass media also indoctrinate people with values, beliefs, and codes of behavior, and all these get integrated into the structures of a larger society. Chomsky and Herman say that in repressive or totalitarian regimes, power is concentrated in the hands of a state bureaucracy. A monopolistic control exists over the media. There is official censorship and propaganda is obvious. Therefore, it's not surprising that through propaganda, the media serves the needs of a dominant elite in repressive states. However, what Chomsky and Herman draws our attention to is that the same things happen in modern, pluralist, Western capitalist democracies as well. In these democracies, the mass media are private, formal censorship is absent, and there are periodic attacks and criticisms of the governments and the corporate world. Yet, a propaganda system is at work in these modern countries too. The mass media provide people with distorted versions of news and information, favoring the needs of the elite groups that are politically and economically powerful. How is this possible? How does systematic propaganda work in the mainstream news media, helping the powerful and suppressing the voice of the others in Western democracies? In their propaganda model, Chomsky and Herman outline five news filters through which the mass media manage and organize information and news and make them suitable for the needs of the economically and politically powerful. These five filters create propaganda and exclude from the news any ideas that deviate from the interests of the corporate world. The first filter has something to do with mass media ownership. The mass media firms are usually major corporations, conglomerates, and they have profit orientation. In other words, they aim to make profit. Profit can be more important than critical journalism. The second filter is advertising as the primary source of income. According to Chomsky and Herman, the mass media firms are funded largely by advertisers who are also profit-seeking entities. Advertisers usually choose programs based on their own principles, which are culturally and politically conservative. They avoid programs with serious complexities and disturbing controversies that interfere with the buying mood. The third filter involves the mass media's reliance on information. They need a steady, reliable flow of the raw material of news every day. It's very costly to send reporters everywhere. Therefore, they become dependent on the information and news supplied by governments, businesses, and experts. For example, the White House, the Pentagon, the State Department in Washington, D.C., become central news sources. The experts who provide information are funded and approved by these primary sources. All these powerful sources, the media elite, may use their prestige and power to deny critics access to the media. And they influence the news narrative. They become the agenda setter. They select topics, shape them, control them, emphasize them. This eventually serves the interests of the dominant elite groups in society. The fourth filter is FLAC. FLAC is a means of disciplining the media and media employees. According to Chomsky and Herman, FLAC refers to negative responses to a media statement or program. It may be in the form of letters, phone calls, petitions, lawsuits, speeches, pressure from media watchdog, threats of withdrawal of advertising or TV licenses, and other modes of complaint, threat, and punitive action. If a flag is produced on a large scale or by elite individuals or groups, it can be costly to the media. The government can be a major producer of flag. When the mass media deviate from serving the interests of the elite, flag machines start operating to correct the media. The fifth filter is the ideology of anti-communism as a control mechanism. For the elite property owners, communism is the ultimate evil because it threatens their class position and superior status. This ideology helps mobilize people against a common enemy. Chomsky and Herman say that the concept is fuzzy and therefore can be used against anybody who supports policies that threaten their interests. The five news filters in Chomsky and Herman's propaganda approach to media demonstrates how the hegemony or domination is achieved by the powerful. These filters exert power over the flow of information. In other words, the mass media filter out the news fit to print, marginalize dissent, and allow the government and dominant private interests to get their messages across to the public while suppressing the voice of the other groups who are not economically and politically powerful. In this podcast, I talked about Chomsky and Herman's propaganda model in relation to news media and its role in the mechanics of power. What do you think about this approach? To what extent do you agree with it? How might it help you understand the mass media? Please think about your relationship with the mass media or the mainstream news media and comment on Chomsky and Herman's approach. Thanks for listening to this podcast.